Title: Sequence an immense style drop for smoky warehouse vibes in Ableton Live 12 Beginner. Alright, let's build a classic immense style drop with smoky warehouse atmosphere in Ableton Live 12. Beginner friendly, all stock tools, and the goal is simple: a rolling drum and bass drop that feels gritty and industrial, but still clean enough to hit on a system. By the end, you'll have a 174 BPM drop, an amen break chopped into a playable drum rock, a modern kick and snare anchor underneath for weight, and an atmosphere layer that breathes with the groove. Let's go. First, set up the project so it's fast and organized. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Anywhere from 172 to 176 works, but 174 is a great starting point for that classic DNB energy. Time signature stays 4/4. Now create 3 tracks, 1 audio track named Amen Break, 1 MIDI track named Drum Anchor, 1 audio track named Atmos. Quick workflow win: select the Amen Break track and the Drum Anchor track, and group them. Command or Control G, name the group drums. This is going to save you time once we start gluing and shaping. Before we even touch sound design, here's a coach move that will make everything easier. Create headroom early. Pull the drums group fader down so your master peaks somewhere around -10 to -6 dBFS while you build. If you start loud, you'll end up mixing into clipping and thinking everything sounds exciting when it's actually just overloaded. Cool. Now let's load the Amen and slice it. Grab any Amen Break sample you have. Cleaner is easier, but even a gritty one can work. Drag it onto the Amen Break audio track. Double-click the clip. Turn warp on, and set warp mode to beats. Set preserve to transients, then set envelope somewhere around 30 to 40. That's a solid range for keeping punch without turning the break into crunchy artifacts. Now set your loop braces to a clean 2 bars, then consolidate. Command or Control J. Consolidating is important, because it turns your edit into a fresh, stable loop that slices nicely. Next, right-click the audio clip and choose slice to new MIDI track. Use the built-in slicing preset and slice by transients. Ableton will create a new MIDI track with a drum rack full of slices. Each transient becomes a pad, like you just turned the Amen into a drum kit. Now we sequence. Go to that new MIDI track with the sliced Amen drum rack and create a 2-bar MIDI clip. Set your grid to 1/16 to keep this beginner-friendly and controlled. Here's the main mindset for an Amen-style drop. Don't overchop. Jungle energy comes from the right accents and ghost notes, not from throwing random slices everywhere. Start simple, then add 10 to 20% detail. Step 1. Find your hero snare. In most Amen recordings, you'll notice more than one snare-ish hit. One is the main crack, and others are ghosty, phlegmy, or kind of messy. Click pads in the drum rack and find the snare that feels like the real backbeat. Once you find it, commit. Use that same snare slice on beats 2 and 4 consistently. That alone makes the groove read instantly. Teacher tip: rename pads as you find them. Right-click the pad and rename it kick, snare, hat, ghost, fill. This seems small, but it speeds up everything. Now place your main snare slice on beat 2 and beat 4, for both bars. You're building a stable backbone. Next, find a kickish slice. Put it on beat 1. Don't worry if it's not a perfect kick. We're adding an anchor kit later. This is just to keep the break feeling like it starts with a statement. Now add motion with ghost notes. Pick a quieter hat or a ghost slice. Place a couple of small hits around 1.2.3 to 1.3, and again around 3.2 to 3.3, on the 16th grid. Keep it to 1 to 3 ghost hits per bar at first. Then add a tiny fill at the end of bar 2. 1 to 3 quick 16ths is enough. You're just creating a phrase ending, like punctuation. Now the secret sauce: velocity. Go into the MIDI clip and turn down the ghost notes. Aim around 35 to 60 velocity. Keep the main snares high, around 100 to 120. This is the difference between typed in loop and rolling break. If every hit is loud, the groove doesn't roll, it just shouts. If your timing feels a little too perfect, we can humanize without losing punch. Open the groove pool. Drag in something like MPC 16 swing, or any 1/16 swing groove. Apply it to your chopped Amen MIDI clip, but keep it subtle, around 10 to 25%. Keep timing influence low, and nudge the velocity influence a little so the ghosts feel more played. We're not trying to make it sloppy, we're trying to make it breathe. Now let's add the modern anchor drums underneath. This is a huge difference in a club. Go to the drum anchor MIDI track and load a drum rack. Choose a tight, short kick, and a snare that complements the Amen. Keep the snare fairly controlled. If it's long and washy, it'll smear the brake. Program a simple two-step kick on beat 1. Optionally add a second kick on 1.3 or on beat 3 depending on how driving you want it. Snare on 2 and 4. Keep it minimal. The Amen provides detail. The Anchor provides weight and consistency. Now do a quick solo check. Mute the Atmos for now and listen to just drums. If your Anchor snare is making the Amen snare disappear, you've got a few fixes. First, shorten the Anchor snare decay if it's too long. Second, try lowering the Anchor snare volume slightly. Third, if it still feels like they're fighting, you can nudge the Anchor snare a few milliseconds earlier so the Amen transient still speaks. Tiny moves. We're talking feel, not flam. Alright, now we shape the drums as one unit. On the drums group, at EQ 8 first. Put a high-pass filter around 25 to 35 Hz. This removes rumble that eats headroom. If it sounds boxy, do a small dip around 250 to 400 Hz, maybe minus 2 to minus 4 dB. Don't overdo it. Next, add glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds. Release on auto, or set it around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds, ratio 2 to 1. Aim for just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. This is glue, not smash. Then add drum bus. Drive around 5 to 15% depending on how gritty you want it. Crunch 0 to 10% for texture. Keep boom off or very low. In drum and bass, your sub should live in your bass line, not as drum boom. If you need more smack, push transients up around plus 5 to plus 15. Optional. Add saturator after drum bus. Try soft sine or analog clip mode. Drive 1 to 3 dB. Turn on soft clip if it's getting spiky. And here's a super useful smoky rule. Dark top, clear mid. You want the 1 to 5kHz range readable so the snare crack still leads, but you want to control the fizzy 8 to 12kHz zone. If it's getting too bright, try a gentle high shelf down or a slight low pass on the break. The goal is warehouse haze, not spray and cymbals. Now let's build the warehouse atmosphere. Go to the Atmos audio track. We'll do an easy approach. Noise, filtering, reverb, and a little echo. Drop an operator on the Atmos track. Use a noise oscillator. If you don't want to use operator, you can also just use a noise sample. But operator is quick because it's always available. After operator, add auto filter. Set it to LP24. Start the cutoff somewhere between 600 Hz and 2kHz. We are keeping this dark and behind the drums. Resonance around 10 to 20%. Now add movement. Turn on the auto filter LFO. Set the rate slow, around 0.10 to 0.30 Hz. Set the amount small. You want a gentle sweep, like air shifting in a room, not an obvious wobble. Then add hybrid reverb. Pick a hall or a warehouse-style room preset if you see one. Set decay around 4 to 8 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds. Wet around 20 to 40% if it's directly on the track. After that, add echo. Time at 1/8 or 1/4. Feedback 20 to 35%. And filter it dark. Roll off highs so it feels distant, like reflections in a big space. Now we're going to make the atmosphere breathe with the drums so it doesn't mask the snare. On the Atmos track, add a compressor. Turn on sidechain. Set the input to the drums group. Ratio 4 to 1. Attack 2 to 10 ms. Release 80 to 200 ms. Lower the threshold until you see about 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction when the drums hit. This is one of those instant pro moves. The room ducks out of the way of the transients, and the drop feels clearer and louder without actually getting louder. If you want extra warehouse depth without washing out the core drums, here's a bonus technique, a parallel room return. Create a return track called Room. Add hybrid reverb with a small room or short IR, decay around 0.3 to 0.7 seconds. Then put a Q8 after it, high pass around 250 Hz, low pass around 7 to 9 kHz. Now send a little of the Amen to this return. Usually very low, like minus 20 to minus 12 dB send. You'll feel the drums sit in a space without losing punch. Alright, now let's arrange the drop. We're going to do a beginner-proof 16-bar drop structure that works basically every time. Bars 1 through 8, drop part A, full drums, Amen plus anchor. Atmos running steady, keep fills minimal. Let the groove hypnotize. Bars 9 through 16, drop part B. Duplicate your first 8 bars to make 16. Then change only 3 things. This is a great rule because it stops you from overcomplicating. Change 1. Add 1 extra fill, maybe at the end of bar 12 and again at the end of bar 16. Change 2. Do 1 filter move. For example, automate an auto filter sweep on the Amen for 1 bar around bar 15, like a quick closing and then release. Change 3. Do one drop out. A tiny moment is enough. Even half a beat of stutter or muting the anchor kick for one bar can make the return feel huge. If you want a spicy but still controlled variation, try a one-bar halftime illusion near the end of a phrase. For one bar, remove most of the busy slices and leave kick on one and a snare on three, or at least reduce the slice density hard. Then when you snap back to the normal pattern, it feels faster without changing tempo. Now we need the pre-drop. This is the inhale before the warehouse hit. Right before your drop, create one bar of tension. In that last bar before the drop, mute the kick, or at least mute the anchor kick, and let only lighter break elements play. Put an auto filter on the drums group and sweep it down to about 300 to 800 Hz in the last bar, so it feels like the sound is getting choked. Then create a reverb tail hit. The simplest way, take a snare hit, send it hard into hybrid reverb so it blooms, and let that swell carry you into the downbeat. This contrast is what sells impact, not just louder drums, but less than everything. Before we wrap, a quick checklist of common mistakes so you can fix problems fast. If it sounds chaotic, you probably overchopped. Go back and remove notes until it's readable, then re-add a few ghosts. If it sounds thin, you probably need the anchor kick and snare, or you need to balance them better. If it sounds fizzy or cheap, tame the top end, especially 8 to 12 kHz. If the snare feels buried, sidechain the Atmos a bit more, or carve a small EQ space where the snare lives. If it sounds stiff, bring in Groove Pool lightly and make sure your ghost note velocities are actually low. Now recap what you just built.